This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love sending Kim pics because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
do. Funny, mama.
So now that was a good
film. Like I had to
play your song.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Two Funny Mamas. What is happening? I know it's a lot of people on the screen. You know, Chris pushed the wrong button. We don't know what's happening today. What's up to the listeners? How you doing? We don't know where Sherry is. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
Well, so much for not throwing anybody under the bus.
No, she getting thrown under the bus. Okay? So
last
go ahead.
Time we saw her on Instagram, she was at a gym at 5 o'clock in the morning, alone.
So we don't know if she's been snatched.
We know she went inside, but it was cold, and then the man let her in because he felt bad for her. But yeah, we don't
trust
know what happened after that.
We do.
What would you say?
We do know one thing. Sherry Shepherd is not on Two Funny Mamas today. This is episode number 99. Your host, Kim Whitley, has asked Chris Denman and C. Mickey to jump in. We'll have a special guest in just a bit. We have a very special black business segment. Kim, are you excited? Do we want to introduce our fourth person?
White man interrupt. When me and C. Mickey were rolling
rolling.
Is that what that was?
And then Chris jumps in.
You're
telling
it.
People what happened to Sherry, then he jumps in all straight-laced. That's not how we won an image award.
Mm-mm.
We won an image award for the bullshit. That's what we wanted for.
It was raw.
You want to come in and make it corporate America, which is not. Welcome to Two Funny Mamas, y'all. Right. Go ahead, Chris. Square.
I was hoping we'd get a J.D. Power and Associates Award this year.
Yeah.
Like the foot. No, what? Kim, take it over. I'd like to say two things. I'm sorry, and it'll never happen again.
Sure, Chris. You said that episode 3. Uh-huh.
Well, we can fuss at each other plenty. Kim, you have a very special guest for Support a Black Business today. Are you familiar with Donna Townsend from Boy Girl?
First of all, that's not her name. So when we let you run stuff, her name is Donna Perkins. You done mixed a couple people up.
I don't want to hear
this
it.
This is what happened, see, Mickey.
Let me talk
like,
about
I
this.
I got it. I can introduce her. Let me do it. And
Donna Perkins from Boy Girl on the show today. I'll just keep interrupting. Kim, take
you
it
know, away. Listen, Chris, this is the problem. You cannot be the white guy who messes up any black person's name because now you changing our name. What's that about?
Well, we would have just been able to do a simple edit, but now it's a thing.
It's always going to be a thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to... Yeah, right, exactly. See, Mickey. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce, because Chris was going to do it, but for Support a Black Business, my good friend, who has really created a unique and amazing clothing line. It's called Boy Girl. Her name is Donna Perkins. Please welcome Donna Perkins to the show, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And
I'm
for
Donna.
Those that are listening, it's boygirl.com. That's it's and then boigurl.com. Okay.
Oh, I love when girl is spelled G-U-R-L. I just want to say that. I actually had a license plate that was Southern Girl, because if you don't know, I'm from Louisiana. Now you know. And my plate, I had a plate around it, you know, the little like I had it made, and it was Southern Girl, G-U-R-L. Much respect. Yeah,
exactly.
Boy, girl. So Donna, tell us about this unique clothing line.
Okay. First, I want to start by telling you how the name Boy Girl came about. So maybe about 25, 27 years ago, I had a lot of people in my life that were in the LGBTQ community, and they were very disappointed at the names that they were associated with, such as aggressor and stud and bulldagger, and all of those names they felt that were very derogatory. And I remember my goddaughter came to me and she said, she just was so uncomfortable. And I said, baby, you're a girl whose boy side leads. You're just a boy girl. That's it. And we've been running with that for over two decades. And interestingly enough, I was talking to a friend of mine today. I'm a straight woman, an older straight woman. And she said she thinks that name really simplifies everything. Because sometimes she might use the wrong name and people get upset. And she said, boy, girl, it just encompasses it all. And she really, really, really loved it. And you know, it belongs to me. So I came up with a clothing line that was designated but not exclusive to the females that we're talking about. Masculine swagger with feminine energy, ginger swirl, which is what boy girl means. And I came up with this clothing line and I interviewed quite a few women and they told me what they needed. They said they were tired of going to the woman's department and they were tired of going to the men's department. So I created something just in the middle for them. And I did special things. So I have 54 pieces in total, but what I am rolling out first, because it's very expensive, is the underwear part. And I created something called the panty boxer. And I don't know if you guys know this, but a lot of times women, when they're on their cycle, they have to wear panties. They're uncomfortable with that, so they put boxers on top. So what I did was I combined the two, as you can see in the back. So that's
boxers.
Called the panty boxers. Yes, the panty boxers, and I call them boy tees. And then I created, so every panty boxer, every boxer that you see has panties attached to them. They come in various colors and various sizes. And then my feminine girlfriends, thank you so much. And then my feminine girlfriends were saying, well, can you just make something for us? I said, I got you. So I made a pair of sheer panty boxers. My daughter even said, Mom, my three daughters, we like wearing boxers around the house. We like to have something on sexy and beautiful when we're on our cycle. So did you make something for us? So I made a sheer pair. Honey, hand me the white ones. I made a sheer pair with the panty boxers under them. Right. I made them with a full panty, and I also made them with a thong. So they come in various colors. This is white. I think he has black on the screen. They also come in red. And I go all the way up to size 2X. So these are for my feminine lovely girlfriends. Yes.
I enjoy wearing boxers because they're comfortable. So this makes so much sense. They really are comfortable. Like if you're just lounging around the house and, you know, you want to wear them, they really are comfortable. You know, panties, you kind of got to go somewhere in them. Or just wear nothing at all.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense. And like I said,
thank you. And like I said, I have 54 pieces. So hopefully one day I will be in some department stores because every garment is designed just for them. For instance, a few of my, you know, people that were interviewing said that robes, for instance, right? Robes. They said that.
Like your bathrobe.
Yeah, they're too boxy, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't want them fluffy and like, so I put elastic in the waist. So it cinched the waist, right? With a little elastic and it made it just more comfortable. And every garment in the boy girl collection was designed with them in mind. And I spoke to many of them and they told me what they needed. My plan is to, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, but I also appreciate that they're not all only for boy girls. These are things that we all can wear. Like, you sent me a box, and look at this. This is a sports bra.
That's now, right.
I know a lot of my friends in the LGBTQIA community that have the boy energy like a good sports bra that, right. you know, mm-hmm. Holds them down or whatever they, you know. But this is a fantastic, like, I'm going to have this on at working out tomorrow. Don't be confused. These are absolutely gorgeous. If you think I'm not going to rock these. Yes. These might be for Cher. You know, she ain't got no hips. These might be for size.
And Kim, you don't have a lot of fluff back in the back. So I don't know.
But I love it. These are absolutely gorgeous. The material is you did spend a lot of money on this line because
I did.
This ain't no cheap stuff, y'all. This is high grade material. It's packaged.
And you can always tell. You can always tell when things are good because of how I was just talking to a friend about this. Fabric has a feel to it, and if it's made really well, it will last you a long time. You don't have to like replace it in a year or whatever, right? But it's a feel to it. I don't have it in front of me, but. It looks like it feels good. It has good weight.
Thank you so much.
You see that shade? I don't have a package from you. You heard the shade. She's
Donna, I'm noticing you've got an amazing house. All the stuff looks very stylish. Where's this coming from? Just happen to be stylish? What's happening here?
I am also a decorator. And I've been a decorator for about 15 years. So I do that too. I do a few things. You know, us black women, we got to get the bag. I do a few things, and decorating is one of them. I'm trying to give them a voice. You know, I feel like that community is the one that is neglected the most. So some of the proceeds will go to the homeless. I just wanted to give them a voice. I'm talking about athletes.
You're giving them a voice and an outfit.
Yeah.
That's
and an outfit, right. And wait a minute, and a need.
Yeah.
Because like I said, when they have to wear panties when they're on their cycle, they're uncomfortable. So the body, it's just the mix was a brilliant idea. And I thank God for giving it to me. And I really appreciate
now,
it.
Now, does it?
Trust me.
Yeah. So, is it like, how small do they go? Meaning, like, are they for like just adults, or is it kids also?
Extra small, all the way up to 2X.
Okay. Okay. Right. Extra small.
So what?
Right, so
right. Extra small. I also have.
I guess what I mean is like the
red ones.
I guess what I mean is like design wise. Are you doing things like? That fit kids. I'm thinking about like when I was a kid, I was such a little tomboy when I was a kid. This would have been so much more comfortable than, cause you see it all the time, right? Like you do, have to go in between if your daughter is, you know, more masculine, you're going to buy the little boy shirts. And
just put it right there.
Same on the other side, right? If your son is a little bit more feminine, you're trying to go to that section. So it feels like a perfect blend.
Okay,
do you think about that in like the colors and that you chose and all of that?
I just wanted to make sure that nobody wants to be afraid of color anymore. You know, remember back in the day when we thought we had to wear just dim colors? No, we can celebrate our complexion. We can celebrate our bodies. We can celebrate. Look at my hair. I'm a color person, as you can see. I think the last time Kim saw me, my hair was green. I just love color, and I wanted to express that in my clothing. I also made this one, which is the booty boxer.
I need that one.
It's shorter than the regular boxer. It's shorter, so it comes up above. And this also has, of course, the panties inside, because they all do.
Okay, fantastic.
And the panty is size.
Mm-hmm. So is it extra? Boxer. Is it extra material in the back for those of us who are blessed with extra?
Oh, let me tell you something. This fabric will stretch to whatever you need it to stretch to.
All
this
right.
This is the
All
best
right.
fabric ever. I also I couldn't leave the do-rag out. I definitely couldn't leave the do-rag out.
I was going to ask you to run through different styles of things that you have.
Oh, okay.
So we have briefs, we have sports bras, we have tank tops.
Yes.
You have do-rags, mask.
Okay.
Boy, mask.
Yes, right. Yes.
Donna.
And this, yes.
Donna, real fast for Kim and everybody else. Kim, we have a bunch of great photos too. So just let me know and we can do a quick run through of all these photos. Just a heads up.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if you have the do-rag.
No.
I don't know if you have the do-rag, Chris. Yeah. So the do-rag, of course, you know, tie down
of
the
course,
waves. And
you
also,
gotta have it.
Yeah. Nice. The do-rag is here. Yeah.
It's a must.
It's a must in the fabric. And then no matter, it protects your hair. It is made to protect your
and
hair.
And you know what's good about this do-rag? Do-rags are still boring. Like, that is a real market. They are still either black or pink. That's it.
Right.
You get two
That's
options.
Fantastic looking do-rag. Right. Good job for that. Mm-hmm. So what did you... So Chris, you want to just, you got any things you want to show Donna, like any other products? Because he has a bunch of pictures, he said.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And shout out to Grace. She's been cycling some of those through. So let's just pop a few on. And if you want to tell us a little bit about each one
our listeners, we are talking to Donna Perkins, who created a line called Boy Girl. For our, you know, we're an ally to the LGBTQIA society here and Ooh. My people, but she created this special clothing line, which can be used by everybody, let's say.
For sure.
Okay.
And so if you go to my website, you'll get a chance to see a video on the website and it'll show you how it's for everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
So what you see there is actually just about all the pieces. So you see the do-rag with the wife beater, with the solid, because I have them in solid too, with just the BG emblem on the side. On the hand side. And then I have the t-shirt that's a boy-girl t-shirt that is cropped. And then she has on the mesh. They're called mesh, which is the see-through ones, which is for the more feminine one. And then you also have the boy girl set with the BG all over it on the right. And she has on the gator mask. She has on the gator mask. And the gator mask was, you know, something that I, you know, thought that we needed when COVID was really, you know, prevalent. But now I just have this mask
I've always wanted, you know what I've always wondered? Why is the term wife beater still a thing?
I know, right?
We should change that. Is there
really?
A
husband You're right.
Over? That's,
you
what
are you're right. Going,
that's what you're going to focus
you are
on.
Right.
Husband
you
beater.
Right. Well, keep it is.
I mean, if there's a wife beater, then there needs to be a husband whooper. I mean, it's not okay. We need to, if we're
that's
doing
true.
Away with things,
it's I agree.
Just, it's really just a t-shirt. Like,
I agree.
It's really just a tank top.
It's a tank top t-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. With ridges.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out that with the solid, you know, sometimes you'll have a logo. This is embroidered inside. It's not sewn on. I mean, it's not
iron on.
It's embroidered inside. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the solid. And it also comes with the solid. Because some people, you know, they like solid. So I made it in solid too.
Well, once again, mention your website. We got Andre waiting. Oh, what's that, a tank?
This is a bra top.
That's the bra, like a sports bra.
Mm-hmm. This is a sports bra.
Yeah. On the inside. You see that, see Mickey, with the pink on the inside, the black?
Yes.
Everyone is
very cute. Too small for you, Kim.
It's boy. I think that's the size I have. It's boygirl.com. And boy is spelled B-O-I-G and then girl, GURL.com. It's boygirl.com. I want to thank Donna. Thank you, my friend, Donna Perkins,
thanks,
everyone.
Donna.
Thank you.
Support a Black business, and we got some great people. So, hey, yo, go to Donna's website, get you a bra, get you some boxers, some shorts, get you a tank top, get you some of this beautiful. Yeah, and the boxers.
And
guess what? And if it's not for you, get it for somebody you know. We all know somebody who's going to love this. So it's for you. Thank you, Donna Perkins. We love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Donna Perkins.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That was so fun. I love that.
That was really fun. Thank you, Donna Perkins. Please go support y'all. It's Boy Girl. .com. Now we got to bring up one more person since we don't know where Sherry is. I want to bring up this person. He has not been on the podcast for at least, I don't know, a month, 2 months. He disappeared. He left us. The last podcast, we talked about him a lot. So.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Unky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
Please welcome back to Two Funny Mamas, the one and the only, Andre Lavelle.
Hey, what's up?
This is the first time I've seen him. You know that, Chris. You don't FaceTime. You don't do nothing. Are you back? I don't know.
Andre and I talk all the time, Kim. Are you not picking up the phone?
Yeah. Kim busy. You know, everybody busy.
Scary. Good job.
Doing her thing. You know, Kim was just in Cleveland tearing up the stage. Sherry's opening up for Kim. All I've been opening up is medicine bottles.
Wait.
That's all I've been doing.
Okay, you stupid. That's funny. Kim, K-E-M, and Babyface, because don't let people think she opening up for me. She'll lose her
Kim
Andre.
And Babyface.
Hey, Andre. What's up?
What's going on?
Why don't you tell our listeners and our viewers where you've been? Everybody missed Andre.
Yeah,
they thought they got rid of you, man. It's been hard. People have been throwing stones. They've been screaming at Kim and Sherry.
Tell them about the comments.
Oh, we've got all kinds of comments that we'll get to in a bit. And Andre, I think we floated the idea of an Andre. See, Mickey, tell me what you think about this. Of an Andre-themed Bachelor segment. And I think you're going to have some options if we go forward.
Okay.
We are going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Andre, okay. take it away. Let's give Andre the screen. Check this out. Here you go, people. You wanted it? You got it.
Oh, snap.
There he is.
There it is. There it is. That's what it is.
Notice anything different? Aww. That's back the way it was before?
Yes. You didn't do the dye my beard.
But you know what? It's tame. It's not bad.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
great bush that was.
I had to let it grow out too much.
Yes.
Yeah, you were definitely on that Papa Smurf thing. This is way better. But when you dyed it, Andre, really, you did. You look like 10 years, 20 years younger. I mean, you still.
See, Ricky.
He did.
So I look like Methuselah now.
I mean, I wasn't I
was serving Jesus at the Last Supper.
That's exactly what's happening. You're like the Black Moses. You went home and got a gray beard.
Because I was stressed out.
So why don't you tell the people where you were, Andre? We're giving you the stage.
Where
have you been? I was in Illinois. In the great outbacks and the Midwest, cornfields. Well, the corn hasn't grown yet. It was blizzards.
Yeah, Joshua!
Hey, that's what I miss. That,
get
that
you a
screaming
snack and get ready for the slender. Get you a snack.
Yeah, you
but
get the,
I'm back
you get the stage. You get the stage, Andre. We're going to interrupt you three times, though.
It's
right,
fine.
Right.
I'm back.
Andre, tell us about the
I knew I was
corn
back
fields.
When I saw guys over 40 in skinny jeans. I knew I was back in L.A. So they don't even sell skinny jeans in the Midwest.
Chuck Taylor's on every type of person in LA, yes. Right?
Okay. If you
Andre,
wear more than a 34 in the waist, you can't buy skinny jeans in the Midwest because you're no longer considered skinny. You can't wear the jeans.
Joshua,
but is anybody in the Midwest skinny? Let's start there.
We're sturdy. They're sturdy in the Midwest. Sturdy.
They're solid. Corn fed.
Yeah, solid. Exactly.
Which is okay. Sturdy, you solid, were saying, you know. And you were saying something about a cornfield. Why were you in a cornfield?
The corn hadn't grown yet. It was just open fields because you know it was winter. So they're probably about to start. Hey.
Hey, Joshua.
What's up, Josh?
Hi, Josh.
I'm here. Oh, he's hiding from Andre. Andre's been gone.
It's fine. Know? Some things never change. It's all good.
Because we learned last week that Andre is going to put him to work. Joshua, does Andre, does he run a tight ship when he's over at the house?
He's asking you something. Wait,
he said it's a thumbs up.
He's giving a thumbs up. There you go.
I miss you, buddy. I'll see you eventually. I'll get over there.
Look, I'm scared to ask my question. Joshua, is C. Mickey fun?
Oh, wait.
Oh. Yay!
The man
you're supposed to come visit me. I don't know what's going on. Your mom won't bring me.
You smell like a. I said his mommy's phone. He did like this. Oops.
That's rough. That's rough. Well, is he smelling like chicken noodle soup yet?
Oh no.
you know when you start getting
smell like mustard, hot dogs with mustard.
Hot mustard.
Well, it's that in between where it's like.
I like hot dogs and mustard.
You know, so he said soup, and I got a visceral flashback of being that age, and like you kind of trying to figure out like who needs to start wearing deodorant, who's a kid, who's not a kid anymore. Like that, I know exactly what you're talking because you're out there, you're playing sports, you're running around like crazy.
Yeah,
man.
And all of a sudden you get the good, good.
Hey, don't hog it all.
It's Dexter. Have y'all seen that video of the girl who's like, she's like cheering. It was on Instagram. She's like cheering. And then
she caught herself.
She caught her own smell. And she's like,
That's been me because I hurt my arm and I can't lift my shoulder. I just went and had an MRI done. So since I can't lift my arm past here, I haven't been wearing deodorant. So I catch myself doing
that. So you're only funky under one arm?
Wait,
I balance it out. I'm funky on both arms.
You don't have to lift your arm.
This is far. This is high as I can lift my arm.
And you can get a stick of deodorant under there. Trust me, big girls do it all the time. We ain't got to lift it too high.
Andre, I have a question. How have you had a chance to see any of the comments? They went Javi, we had a, I sent you a clip. I think you may have even posted it last week. They were singing. They were begging for you to come back, Sherry and Kim. Aww. But when I say they were talking, they were singing your praises, going on and on about, he's a talented director, actor, karate guy, weightlifter, helper, man, blah, blah, blah. I've never heard so many compliments in all my life. Were you surprised at them admitting that on the air? And then all of the comments from the listeners, I have a, almost a finished total of people that have chimed in on who they would like to fill in to co-host. And I think you guys are going to appreciate the some of the results. But, Andre.
I want to know the results.
Well, what am I here for? I'm not feeling any love right now.
Well,
meow.
It's...
what was that noise?
Do you want to show people your shirt? You'll get a ton of follows on Instagram. Andre, well, see, Mickey, we'll love on you in just a second. Andre, what do you think? Kim, do you think Andre was surprised at how many people love him and miss him?
But he never made a comment. He didn't text. He didn't say, oh, y'all, I listened to the pod. Nothing. Did you listen to it, Andre?
Unappreciative.
Actually, I didn't listen to the podcast. I was busy. But I did go in. You know, I go in afterwards. Chris knows. Sherry knows. I made comments on everything, and I thanked all the people for showing love and support. It was very emotional and difficult time for me. It'll probably end up in a script and on stage. I'll talk about it a little bit, I guess, if I don't get too emotional, but it was rough. And you all helped me get through it. The love was overwhelming.
Aww.
I appreciate everybody. Thank you.
You know what? Cause we all got parents, buddy. We all got parents and it ain't
right nothing here, homie.
You know? And we just wanted to make sure, let's just be honest. I'm just going to tell you the truth with me and Sherry.
You wanted me to come back and fix the pool. I know. Yeah, I know.
Sherry needed backed up for New York.
Nope, it's worse than that. It's
move some boxes. That. Walk the dog.
We actually sent you home because we wanted you to practice and be ready for when you got to take care of us. So we needed you to go through some things. We had to make sure. You know how you send the people for CIA and Navy SEALs. We had to
train it.
We had to train you to make sure that we'd be okay.
This was you bringing him back to life from allowing him to drown in a swimming pool, like in the training that they do with the SEALs.
That's exactly what we do. So we know that it's going to be emotional and you got stuff to talk about. We didn't need to take you so far. We had to know that you could make it.
It was supposed to be a 2-week trial and you sent him on the 4-month journey.
A 2-week trial.
I was on that boat with Gilligan.
Right.
There was supposed to be a 3-hour tour. We couldn't get you back. It was some glitches. You've seen those movies when a glitch happens and you can't get them back. Uh-oh.
Stuck in the Matrix.
I said, Sherry, we've gone too far.
Too far.
I don't know about you, see Mickey, but whenever Kim and Sherry started asking me, they're like, how are you with a hammer? Do you have?
When are you coming out, Chris?
You gotta go out for a trial run.
Yeah, right.
I was actually gonna try and sneak out there and visit Chris in St. Louis. I was that close, but every time I was getting ready to get in the car and go for the drive, it snowed.
Welcome home.
That was the Lord, because Chris didn't want to see your ass. Chris wants to see my ass, literally.
There's not a lot to see, but you can still look.
You don't want to know the truth, Chris. You don't want to know the truth.
Chris, but don't believe these haters.
Chris,
I never listen to haters. I fade them.
Be careful. Be careful if you go visit Kim. Because let me tell you, you get sucked in real easily, right?
It's like a finger.
It's like a black hole.
Wait a minute.
It's like a black hole. You're
take
sitting
it easy.
There. You'll be
that's
sitting
descriptive.
There.
That's descriptive.
That was descriptive. Wait a minute. Clear up what y'all talking about, please. Clear it up, Dan.
You got that.
Wait a darn minute. I know what you mean here.
So trying to find a babysitter for tomorrow.
And oh, tonight. Don't let them hear this. This is the, they're going to turn you in.
Thing. Right, right. This is the thing about Kim. You go over there, and you have the best of intention, right? You're going to go over there. You're just going to stay for, you know, like an hour or so, hang out, say hey.
Wait,
blah,
what was,
blah.
What, will you, wait, roll back, please. You said, I'm going to stiff her for an hour?
No, no, sit with her.
Okay.
That's your subliminal mind, Chris.
Okay, there's a couple paths that are getting
we traveled. We done went from black holes to stiffen her. I think we're right. Over the edge here. Okay, back it up, Chris.
All right.
Your mind.
See, Mickey. All right.
You're going to be sitting there. And something's going to be staring you at the face. And you're going to say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to just go and fix that light bulb. Hey, Kim, where are your light bulbs? And she's going to say, in the back. And then you're going to go to the back and you're going to say, maybe I could just straighten this up for her. That might help her out. Next thing you know, you have gone to
three for 2 weeks
and gotten lost.
Next
thing later.
Next thing said you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah, next thing you know, I wake up, I'm in my mid-40s, and I owe her 2 months
right.
back rent. Yeah.
Right. It's a trap, man. It's a trap. And then she comes around the corner, and she'll check on you. And she'll be like, you good? Are you hungry? You want me to order something? And then she smiles. She smiles. And then she gets you with the dimples. And you're like, oh, I can keep helping you. Yeah, sure. 3 weeks
later, I get
the she goes back to the
back
cage.
I ask Andre all the time. Andre, as soon as Andre looks like he's leaving, I'm like, you hungry?
Oh, no.
That's exactly it.
Takes the keys out of his hands, puts a broom back in it. Now, Andre.
Oh, and she's gonna order something real good, too. It's going to be something so delicious.
Kim, she knows what you like.
You
she makes notes.
She knows what you like. She'll be like,
oh, they my phone.
Shrimp tacos? My phone. Shrimp tacos, okay.
Yeah.
I like tacos.
You want California fish grill? You're like, yeah, okay, I want California
exactly.
fish grill. Wow. Ooh, can I get the, and you can order anything you want. You want the salmon and the Brussels sprouts and some key lime pie on the side? You're like, hell yeah, I want that.
Kim keeps mental cookies. She's better than a browser history. She does that. And I'm like, you know, I didn't know I was hungry, but Kim put this food right in front of my face at the exact right time. And then I was talking about Crest toothpaste, and Kim just had it right there. It was so weird. Now, Andre, the way you're shaking your head, I haven't seen one even iota of a lie told by C. Mickey. You get it. I think she's you all.
My husband had to call Kim and ask her to release me one day. I was out there for a three-day weekend. And 2 weeks later, he was like, I really like my wife back. So he had to bribe her with some ear pods, or he bribed her with something.
I was going to ask.
Get a release.
What were the
At least
terms?
You had somebody check in on you. I had to sneak out like a slave in the night.
No,
I got to get my freedoms. I'll still give my freedoms.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
I was going to ask C. Mickey, what were the terms of your negotiated release?
Man, I don't really know, but it has something to do with a return. Like, I only got a one-way ticket out there, and then I was able to come back for a little while, and then she called me, and then I had to come back. And I mean, I'm at home right now, but I'm not sure. Y'all check on me. If I go back, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get out next time. It just be a lot, okay. Y'all.
Now that I know, I am not going to be so needy, you know?
Starting
You're not needy. Your house is needy.
A single mom with no help. You know, it's hard being a single mother.
See, there it is. Next thing you know, you dropping Joshua off.
Next
Everybody
thing you
know where Joshua's school is. You know the
you
teachers,
see,
the principal
Edie,
be like, hey.
Edie just brought him back. That's Sherry's assistant.
You should have seen the text thread that I had with Edie, who is Sherry's assistant, and Siobhan, who's Kim's road manager / assistant. And yesterday, Siobhan dutifully let us know, oh, nope. Kim can't record at that time. She's picking up her son, Joshua. 10 minutes later, Edie chimes in, I'm picking up Joshua. Siobhan didn't know, and neither did I. So I said, okay. Well, I guess Kim's available for the podcast.
You know what?
You look really good, Kim.
Huh?
You look really good.
Oh, thank you, Dre. You look great, too. Long time no see.
I appreciate it. I've been drinking lots of water. My face is slimmer. I think I lost a pound or two. You know.
That never happens when people go to the Midwest. Yeah, you defy everything.
I had to cook while I was there. So, okay. I was in charge of nutrition, everybody lost a couple pounds.
Because Andre will starve you.
Andre knows.
Andre got salmon and some spinach or vegetable. That's it. You get no carbs.
Hey.
Nope.
That's why they couldn't wait for me to leave.
You need to go around right there in California eating. We like pork around here. What's next, some quiche?
They dogged me out, man. They dogged me out. So I left, and they immediately went and put some ribs on the grill.
They celebrated your exit.
Yep. He gone. Right up the grill.
With a pound cake. Pork.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Kim,
I don't think they ate that many vegetables in a year.
You gave them the whole garden.
All year long.
Damn.
Okay. Oh, man, how does your system even function? Y'all don't eat no vegetables.
Red beans and rice every day. That's good.
Kim, I wanted to ask you, do you consider Cleveland's Midwest to you, right?
Yes.
How was your trip? You did the Cleveland Improv. I think we have a couple pictures, but give us the behind the scenes.
I saw the name on the marquee and everything. I'm like, go ahead.
Yes. Okay.
She hasn't done stand-up. Andre, I'm sure you got the call too. She didn't know how she was going to feel about it. I want to know how it actually turned out.
Oh, she killed. I'm sure she killed. See, Kim, she's always nervous just before the show. Then she goes up there and blows it up. So I don't even worry about her, man.
No, I need to post. I'm in this picture. I'm going to post that picture to say, thank you, Cleveland. That's the group of comics that I took with because I'm all about giving a good show. Why does it look like I have a mustache on my screen? But that's on the end. The tall guy is Mike Head. And then right next to him is Vanessa Graddick. And then on my other side is Shawnee D out of Detroit. And Michael's a local, but this right here, we gave a fire show. Mike hosted, and I brought Vanessa in, and Shawnee D drove down from Detroit. And when I tell you 90 minutes of laughter and ridiculousness, Michael Head turned out to be a great writer. He wrote me some really funny Cleveland material. Just didn't have time to get it. There was another comic, not going to mention his name probably ever again, who was supposed to assist in writing some comedy. And he too busy with his career. He just blowing up, I guess. And then there is Vanessa Braddock. She's a stand-up, but she also writes on... what is it? Funny You Should Ask. And Shawnee D is just absolutely ridiculous and funny. And, you know, it's all about energy. So we had a great show. I want to thank Cleveland came out. They showed up and they showed out.
Nice.
Standing ovations. That's what really was insane.
Yeah.
In 2 years, they stood up. It was the first show on Saturday, which I wasn't expecting. Roses, people standing up, applauding. I was like, and I haven't been on stage in a while. So that really was saying, okay, Kim, you got to do a special. If you can come out here cold like this and hit this stage with 2 pages of new material, you know.
That she probably got 15 minutes before.
She's right.
that outfit is cute.
Oh, thank you. That is Michael, my little Michael, and Twan. Oh, these are pictures of friends and family that came.
That's great.
I can't believe, is there a picture of Mark? I can't believe we don't have a picture of Mark.
That red hair is everything. I need you to do the red hair more often. The red and the green.
Check it out. I think there's some close-ups. And you may have, did you link up with somebody in Cleveland to hook you up on the makeup or hair or anything or no?
Oh,
yes, I found a makeup artist. Her name is Nessa Do you see it up there, her Instagram?
It's Fresh Face Beauty Skin in downtown Cleveland.
There it is. Look at that. She beat gorgeous. Me, didn't she?
Yes, she did. That is gorgeous.
Absolutely. Did a first time she ever did my face. She really did a great job.
She did a great job.
Was there green also?
Huh?
I just said, was there green?
The green
also?
Was from the, where was the green?
The green was from Wendy Williams.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, the green eyeliner. Yeah. Or
whatever. Oh yeah. This is Nessa too. This was the first night. Aww. This was the first night she did. Yeah,
she did awesome.
She really did. Chris, can you say her Instagram one more time?
Yeah. And we'll pop it up on the screen. It's Fresh Face Beauty Skin. And she's out of Cleveland.
Out of Cleveland. Very, very good job.
She can get my bags undone.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Could she do anything for white skin? I could.
Y'all are crazy.
Lift these things up a little bit.
I think we need to start wearing makeup, Chris.
All right, Andre, that'll be for the 100th episode, we'll do that. That's coming up. That's around the corner.
What is the 100th episode?
Week.
That's what I don't like the way this today has gone. So I'll pitch it on the air. Because we want to do something really special for the fans. Here's my idea, and we'll just throw it out there. Full disclosure, zero pre-discussion of this. So I think what we should do is go ahead and we'll do a best of next week. Every great show ever does best of or clip shows or things like that whenever they get a long run. We're going to do a best of next week. That's going to buy us another week. We're going to do a special 100th episode. I promise some funny videos from some celebrity friends. We'll go back. We'll take a look. I also want to do a video submission from some fans. But here's the thought. Here's the thought. Andre, C. Mickey, Kim, what do you all think of this? I think, along with the Andre Bachelor segment, we'll get the C. Mickey parenting stuff rolling.
And what we might have Sherry on it. That's
that's the surprise on the 100th episode. No, what do you think of this? I think the big reveal is within U.S. residents, or we reserve the right to give you a cap on how much your plane ticket cost. I think we go ahead and commit to a live Two Funny Mamas and Family something in Los Angeles or St. Louis or wherever it works best. And we'll fly in, we'll say four total fans, preferably Spirit or Southwest. And and you can attend and come, and we'll have a little celebration at another date. We can't focus on the date, but we would do the giveaway for the 100th episode. Thoughts, questions, comments.
Oh, I love it. Is C. Mickey going to be on that show too? Because that'd be exciting. She'll fly in. Yes,
let me see your T-shirt, and I'll think about it.
What is fair? Y'all want to see my shirt? Yeah, no. Check out my shirt.
I love that. I can't read it. Will you put that a little closer to the camera?
What is it called?
Soul Glow.
Oh, Soul. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Just a silly, silly T-shirt. A silly T-shirt. I'm glad we could all see it.
Not the T-shirt. You're a nasty little boy. Don't show that again. I'm calling your husband. Don't show the T-shirt.
No. He watches every one of these. He's gonna see it.
That's it.
It's too late.
Oh, she's
too late.
Friend.
He's gonna see it.
Oh my
god. That's
gosh.
My boy.
Oh man. All right. So honestly, Andre, do you think that works logistically? And what problems could you see coming out of that? Kim, I'm sorry. I'm asking questions. My fault. I'm gonna preempt that before she yells at me for providing structure.
How dare you? It sounds like a plan, man.
I like it. It sounds good. If you put too much structure, though, you know what'll happen? Oh, she'll find a way to mess it up.
Yeah, they'll melt down.
Oh, yeah. She's going to find a way to get in the middle of it. She'll be like, you know what? I can't. I'm sorry. I got it. See?
There
right
she
there.
Goes.
See? And
exit. That'll be it.
There she goes.
Welcome to Two Funny Mamas with one funny mama and two dudes. No, I think that's so doable. It sets it up.
You want structure? I'll give you structure.
Oh, wow.
I came back to my seat.
No, that just seems like something that can easily be, not easily, but you know, you put it together, get it done before Sherry takes off, or you just pick a different location, you pick a date. But the live Two Funny Mamas and Friends, that's the easy part. You just hang out and get together, throw some cameras and mics on it. And then you just get some fans to come join you. And we'll do some other giveaways, but that seems like a great 100th episode. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Chris, I got to run upstairs and change clothes during the podcast. Can you read some of the comments? I said I got to run upstairs with and change clothes during the podcast.
That's okay, well, we've only got about 10 minutes. We got about 10 minutes left. Is that...
Guess who doesn't have 10 minutes?
Hilarious. Okay.
This is the problem. I'm supposed to be in the car leaving the house now.
Okay.
What you got going on? What's happening?
I have a meeting all the way down in Los Angeles, and then I have to go straight to a dinner. But so I apologize because we were supposed to start on time, and then one of the funny mamas didn't show up, so we had to scramble. So thank you, Pooh, for coming on with us.
Anytime.
See Mickey, Andre, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Yeah, but go ahead, Chris. Why don't you go ahead, do some comments, do some things. I just got to run upstairs and grab my clothes. I will change on camera. I'll be back.
Now we're talking. Grace, get the
Male followers will be right here. They're texting each other right now. They heard that.
This is what I'm talking about, a good podcast.
That's what I'm talking about.
Reality.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kim. Break them out. We want to see them. Put the twins on. Come on.
Who are the twins?
This is not a competition after you did that. I'm not doing it.
Her and Sherry are the same.
Younger and stronger. I'm not doing it.
Yep.
Go get your clothes and we'll talk comments.
That competitive spirit just comes out.
Okay. Grab that, everyone. I'm going to take a commercial break. Read some comments and then... you know, you got stuff, Chris. We got a lot of stuff that we could talk about.
I can talk for 2 hours. To see Mickey Bale.
Oh, you're Sherry.
She froze.
What happened to see Mickey?
How happy she looks, though.
All right, let's get this done.
Finally.
Hello.
We've been doing it. Oh, you know what happened? You are going to laugh so hard, and this is going to be so great. You know, she bumped her. Sherry just bumped C. Mickey trying to sign on. Oh, my God.
No, she's not trying to sign on right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I have to record it. Because, okay, y'all move so I can show C. Mickey how we're moving. Everybody's moving but you. Yeah, move around. She's frozen. So Sherry bumped her.
So Sherry froze up the screen. I'm guessing Sherry...
I'm trying to get the same pose.
Go ahead. Let Sherry in. Because I'd like to cuss her out real quick.
Okay, I'm trying. Grace, do we have a different number?
I will tell her.
Grace, text me a different number, will you?
Okay.
Now, we're not all going to be able to be on screen, but... Oh, my gosh, Andre, you're nailing it.
No.
Oh, he's actually frozen.
No, I'm not.
Is it?
That he's a good actor.
Oh, my God. That is so Sherry's coming on late. She's 45 minutes. No, don't try to log back in. Guess what happened, girl? Sherry bumped you off the podcast.
Okay.
That is so disrespectful. It's going to be late and then bump you off. Okay?
I literally, so.
They're listening. Go ahead. You did great. Thank you. Tell the people goodbye.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Mickey.
And hey, see, Mickey, before you go, a bunch of people did drop your name in the comments for fill-in hosts, and they love having you on. So I didn't get to that part.
See?
Oh, well, thank you. All right, y'all. Well, have a good one.
Okay, I hit you back. You should see the picture of you frozen. I'm sending it to you now. All right, girl.
Hold on. Do I look cute?
Yeah, very cute. Very happy. It's hilarious.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Bye, girl.
We may see Sherry, we may not. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, are you serious?
Well,
now we've gotten rid of somebody. When I tell you she's messing up the podcast today, right, Chris?
This is too funny.
No, Mama's, this is not funny. She's ridiculous. and I'm late. I'm getting later and later by the second.
Go change your clothes. Go change your clothes. It's all good.
Okay. We'll keep talking. Are you going to run back? We only have about 10 minutes anyway. Are you going to come back to the...
I'm going to try. I'm just okay. Really, I've also been walking off the door right now. Okay. Oh, I'll come back and say bye or whatever.
All right. So let's give the fans some love. You all have been... that Red Paper Plate episode, Andre, you missed it. George Wallace came on. Hope Flood. That's closing in on 60,000 views right now.
What?
Episodes.
I know, it was hilarious.
Oh, it is too. And you know what I love about it too? And when they did the Red Paper Plate episode before, when they were talking about Kanye, or when they were talking about Will and Jada originally, they talked about it, but there's no real hatred or anything. It's almost like solving it and just kind of laughing at the moment. I hate gossip style stuff. And I'm just so happy that we get to be around Kim and Sherry, who it's their show. I am not interested in dogging people or anything like that. And those Red Paper Plate shows, there's always some love in it. So like, I'm always proud that we keep it standard.
Did she just pull her hair forward like it was a hat?
Sherry Shepherd, everybody. So Sherry,
let me tell you something.
Welcome to your own show. Sherry, can I tell you what's happened today?
What?
Okay. So we pulled an audible last minute. We just said, let's just do a group thing. We were lucky to have Donna Perkins on from Boy Girl, the clothing line. And then we had Andre and C. Mickey on, and we're sitting there, we're about to rap. And then C. Mickey freezes on screen because I gave her all your login stuff. So Grace would have to do less work making like a whole background thing. And, so you kicked C. Mickey off, so it's...
Oh, no, we got to bring C. Mickey on because I'm going to get a massage.
It's so, we got to stop. We got Tighten Up Tuesday coming up.
Hi, Sherry. How you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. So...
I just was with D.L. Hughley at one of the most important events to publicize both of our shows, his radio show... This man walked in with a dog about 150 pounds. Andre, hey, how are you?
I'm good. Happy to be back.
It's good to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you in years.
He looks great.
You know, telephone works. You just, you know.
You know I don't talk on the FaceTime. Telephone. Unless I'm calling you to talk nasty. There's nothing on the telephone. Okay. I don't.
Hey,
you know.
Now.
Hey, put it all out there now.
You know, you don't have to keep me. I literally thought y'all was gone. I was playing when I said I was signing on. I didn't know y'all was still talking. I just walked in the door.
We're about to
is
wrap.
Is that DL's dog an emotional support dog, or he just pulling a celebrity thing?
At a party with like major bigwigs, like the owner of NASCAR and the Charlamagne.
I've seen that dog.
Was there. Erica Campbell from Mary was there. I'm trying to think about the any other celebs that was there. Eva. Eva
was
there.
Why does he need an emotional support dog? What? He's scared. That's an attack dog. He's scared of Kanye.
It's a protection dog.
Yeah, Kanye got him shook. He can't go nowhere without the dog.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I'm talking about. PLA scared of no Kanye.
I know.
Look, I'd have ran from that party if Kanye was there. But... Andre, so good to see you, and I'm so glad you were there to fill in for me, because I was at a very important party for the Sherry show, and I had to hobnob with advertisers who are going to advertise on my show, because by the time this show airs, the commercials will already be 70% locked in. So these are the people that I have to impress and show them that my show is advertiser worthy. So when I was supposed to sign in, I went, oh my God, Edie was texting me going, you got to sign on the podcast. And I texted Kim and Chris and said, I'm still here. So I'm so appreciative to you, Andre. And
no problem.
Please come.
You know, I got you
Mickey.
Back.
Thank you. Cause I do have a point. My feet are killing me. I got plantar fasciitis.
Do your thing. Something important, Andre.
What is plantar fasciitis?
It's a pain. It's pain in your arch in your heel, like it's wearing down the cushion on that bone in your foot is wearing down.
From wearing heels.
A lot of athletes get that.
No, from walking on the floor with no shoes on. Because I have flat feet. You're not supposed to walk around on floors with no shoes on and wearing UGGs 24/7. That's not good for you. UGGs are not good. They have no support. Actually, they feel better when I'm in heels. It doesn't hurt at all. So I've been in heels since 12 o'clock and it's now 8. Hmm. So that's what it is. And that's really not interesting to our listeners and viewers.
Here's what it is. We just pitched this. See Mickey, Andre, Kim, all into it. 100th episode. It's coming up. This is episode 99. So the next week, we need to do a clip show. We'll just do a highlight, and then we'll save the 100th episode for the week after. And I'm thinking we commit to a Two Funny Mamas and Friends live show somewhere, make it really easy, a hangout, and maybe for the 100th episode, we'll fly 4 people out from the continental U.S., Southwest, or Spirit Airlines to join us and say thanks for that. Any thoughts on a live show to celebrate the 100th episode? Down the line.
And where are Kim and I going to be? You going to corral Kim and I together?
Yeah, that'll buy us some time. And you just have to, we just pay it off with some listeners coming in.
I knew that. I am all in. You know, I'm on the tour with Babyface and Kim. I'm hoping I can do it.
It'll be down the line. It'll be down the line.
But if I can,
we'll announce the winners. Exactly. We'll announce the winners on the 100th episode in 2 weeks.
Did you say fly 4 people? 4 people?
2 group, like, you know, one, a winner. Wait, we'll pick 2 winners and they each get a guest to come join. Sounds like we're getting 2 winners. Maybe 1 winner will join us.
Okay, to fly them into Los Angeles.
Or whatever works for you. St. Louis,
okay,
all right, New York.
Well, good, we'll talk about it. Okay, cool.
Will.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Sherry, I hope that tour is going well. I don't know if you got anything else to say, but it sounds like you got to go.
It's amazing. It's one of the best tours ever. And it's been full. And this is one like you should bring your mom to, Andre. Except
I'm
Andre,
sure she's going to check it out.
Yeah, if you bring your mom, they do Kim and Babyface ask that you take the woman's hand next to you, sing to her, and then give her a kiss. So that might be a little awkward. You and your mama.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sexy thing.
Yeah, because they all like sing slow songs. They sing them slow romantic songs.
Yeah, they'll
maybe I just get her the ticket and let her go. I just give her the ticket and let
her
go.
That's still nice.
She's got to go with a man, her boyfriend.
Shoot, my mama a rock star.
Where does she live?
In Maryland.
The MGM National Harbor.
When is this?
I think I'll be there in 2 weeks, the week after next.
All right. Front row?
For you, Andre, you tell your mom it'll be 2 tickets waiting for her.
Negotiating. Right. I love
it. Sounds good. Backstage pass.
Speaking of moms, as we record, it's my mom's birthday today. Happy birthday, Joni.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Joni. Absolutely. I don't know if Joni would want to go to a Kim Babyface concert.
She'd be so excited to see you up on stage. There you go.
Then I'm going to have 2 tickets for your mama.
We'll see.
April 30th. Kim, remember, we hung out
your
one
mama
day.
And kiss her, Chris.
What's that?
I have to send you the picture. Kim and I, we hung out one day when I was in he was performing in North Carolina. And so I'll send you a picture. He won't remember me, but it was cool.
Beautiful.
Most definitely.
Sherry.
All right, guys.
Say bye. We've got a roll anyway. So Andre, thanks for coming on. Support Donna Perkins from Boy Girl, support Kim Whitley, and support yourselves. Sherry, clip show next week.
Kim?
She ran off. She's running behind now because we got off schedule.
She had to change her clothes. She's got changing clothes. To go to.
Yeah.
To do what?
She has meetings and a dinner.
She said meetings and a dinner.
I just messed up everybody. But thank you so much, Andre and C. Mickey.
So great to see him.
I'm
the weakest link. I have nothing to do. I just sit around. I literally sit in front of this door 24/7. That's
waiting,
all I do.
Waiting.
When are they going to call me to come on?
All right. Oh, my gosh. Sherry, sign us off. We gotta do Tighten Up Tuesday.
I thought you,
you guys, thank you so much for
reading the thingies. I thought you were going to read the comments.
We were, but now we've got a live stream that we're late for that I'm getting
And you know, B-Flat don't play. She likes to start on time, and she's going to be like, Chris, I didn't already talk to you about this. We talk to you start on time. You know I don't like starting shit late. you know, I don't like this. And she rolling up a blunt. You know, every week I call you beforehand and ask what we doing. And if you should have known, we should have figured this into it. But now we starting 7 minutes late, you know? You know, I gotta go to bed.
Hey, everyone, you're asking for a week off. You got it next week. And then 100th episode the following week. So great to see Andre. Great to see Mickey. Great to see Kim. Sherry, tell the people goodbye.
You guys, thank you so much for watching and listening to Two Funny Mamas. We love you so much. And we appreciate your patience. God bless y'all. Bye.
Hey, I do it. There it is right there. Hey, I know I do
heart.
It.
Heart.
Two Funny Mamas. Two Funny Mamas. What's with the grin? Sherry and Kim. Yeah, that's them. About to throw down.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.